When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dano in South Yarra wants to talk pressure. Welcome to you, Dano.
Pipe, thanks for taking my call. I just got to say, in terms of the pressure index, what about the teams in the West? You had Simo coming into the year, probably the most pressure on a coach aside from probably Bevo and Justin Longmuir. You know, there's no pressure on West Coast anymore, and so who cares what's going to happen with them against the Gold Coast this week? Everybody's going to think, 20-goal loss, who cares? They have good vibes coming out of the derby. But if the Dockers don't win this week, it's going to be... Are we going to see a repeat of Brett Radden? And is Longmuir going to be right on the hot seat?
Well, he is in the hot seat. I've got him 4 in the pressure meter this week, Dano. Let me run through it now that you've opened up that one. So I think the Brisbane Lions are number one when it comes to the pressure meter. 12th. 2 wins, 4 losses. I think they'll still make the top 8, Brisbane. But they were grand finalists last season. They've wasted chances to win flags. And this list has to win one, you'd think. And if they don't finish in the top 4, they'll likely not win a premiership this year. So I think the Brisbane Lions, due to their expectation pre-season and where they are now, 12th, they're number 1. Because I don't think the expectation was quite as high on Fremantle. I've got Port at 2. Home game against an opponent with players out and down on confidence, St Kilda. They're coming off an embarrassment last week, Port Adelaide. You could argue that Port should be number 1, but the expectation was much higher on Brisbane, I think, at the start of this season. And Port are 4-2, so they're a lot better placed than the Brisbane Lions at 2-4. But I've got Port Adelaide at 2 on the pressure meter. Adelaide, I've got 3. Must win for Adelaide at 15th on the ladder. 1 win, 5 losses. Their season is over if the Crows lose to North Melbourne and Hobart. And then I've got Fremantle. Began the season with 3 wins in a row. Extended their coach's contract, as you mentioned, Dano. People were jumping up and down saying, get off, Justin Longmuir's back. But lose at home to the Dogs, and Fremantle will be 3-4. And you're right, Dano, they'll be right back where most people predicted they'd be pre-season if they were going to play a low-scoring kind of game. Because it's the game plan, not just the ladder position and the win-loss ratio, Dano, that's a factor in all this, isn't it?
Absolutely. And it's going to be just pressure on, are they going to trade Darcy? What are they doing with Luke Jackson? Are they going to be linked to any kind of other trade targets? Anybody who's from WA, that's East Coast, Logan McDonald, there'll be links about that. It's just going to get really, really hot for Justin Longmuir and the Fremantle Dockers. You've got to say that.
Appreciate your call, Dano. Have you got a thought on the pressure meter? In fact, I haven't got a 5 yet. So if you want to help me out, I don't have any Victorian teams in the top 4. And who should be at 5? Who are the Victorian teams is under more pressure this weekend? Who's under more pressure tomorrow to win? Essendon or Collingwood? Essendon's 7th. Collingwood's 10th. Essendon's going okay. Collingwood's going okay too, but if Collingwood lose, there's maybe more on it. Maybe there's more pressure on Collingwood than Essendon tomorrow. St Kilda's season slipping away too. They're 13th on the ladder, 2 wins and 4 losses. There's a bit of pressure on the Saints against Port Adelaide, and there's a lot of pressure on North Melbourne to be at least competitive. They've lost all 6 games, haven't been within 4 goals of any opponent at the final siren this year, but it's low-hanging fruit to talk about North being in the pressure meter. So is it St Kilda, Essendon, Collingwood, or is there pressure on Geelong maybe to get the job done against Carlton and prove how good they are? Dave in Box Hill wants to discuss the pressure meter. Welcome to you, Dave.
Yeah, g'day, Dwayne. Mate, intriguing. We're a quarter of the way through the season. Quick one. Number 1, pressure meter, Pies. Number 2, Bombers tomorrow. Bombers have got the lowest percentage in the 8. It's about bona fide. Right, we've got to stamp the authority on the game. This weekend is going to just show everybody. Carlton, you've got them all, mate. St Kilda versus Port Adelaide. Are Port Adelaide going to rebound? Blah, 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 blah. And we're coming into winter, Dwayne. This is the whole point. So pressure meter, to me, Number one, Collingwood. Number two, the Bombers. Number three, Carlton. Geelong don't need to prove anything. Swans don't need to prove anything. Port Adelaide, number four. And St Kilda, as a roughie, as number five. What do you think about that?
Yeah, not a bad call, Dave. Hold the line. We've got a Dwayne's Wood T-shirt coming your way for weighing into the pressure meter. We'll take some more calls after the break. 1-300-736-736. I still think the Lions are number one because of the expectation that they'd win the flag this year. And they were the grand finalists last year and their 12th. Two wins and four losses. But it is interesting, and I've got a couple of texts here about who's under more pressure tomorrow, Collingwood or Essendon. One here, there's more pressure on my Bombers tomorrow than the Pies, Dwayne. For years, we have done this. They give us fans some hope by looking good and winning a couple in a row, and then we play in a big game like tomorrow and get our pants pulled down. Tomorrow is our chance to buck the trend and make a statement. Must-win game. Otto from Carrum Downs. So who should be five on the pressure meter? Brisbane, one. Port, two. Adelaide, three. Fremantle, four. Collingwood, five. I agree with you. Because Collingwood does need to back it up this week. And Collingwood, well, Essendon's in a good spot. They're seventh. Collingwood's the team that's 10th. In many ways, Collingwood needs to win this and prove themselves maybe more than Essendon.